we're in pretty good shape.
All right, interview with Tito in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the Key Bank Ask the Manager show with Tribe manager Terry Francona, night 2 in Toronto, and Tito, night 1. My goodness, this place was jumping last night. Felt like a playoff game, and I guess for the Tribe and the position they're in, you're in that mindset now the rest of the way, aren't you?
You know, Rosie, I think we've been in playoffs for about 2 weeks now, and, you know, it'll continue that way, which is a good thing. You know, it's funny because the last couple of years, you know, we've come up here and it's been quiet, you know, the atmosphere here. And last night, you're right, it was jumping and it was loud and it was fun. And I like the way our guys responded. And I just know that when you sit in the dugout and you have that good nervous energy, it's a good feeling. And again, haven't seen it up here for a while because they really got it rolling. But I thought our guys did a really good job last night.
And there's not many teams that have slowed them down offensively. They've been scoring runs in bunches. Why did Danny Salazar and then the bullpen have good success?
Well, I think with Danny, one, he came out from pitch one and established that he was going to get after it. And he never took a hitter off because the minute you do, man, and once you get it rolling, sometimes it's hard to stop it. And then I thought with Cody, first of all, Shaw came in and did a really good job, but we wanted to get Cody where Batista take away a little bit of potential base stealing, and the guys that are coming up just felt like once we got the two outs, Cody was good to go, and they really made him work. And you just knew that Donaldson was going to come up, but Cody made some really good pitches to him.
And then you get the comeback offensively. You need everybody at this time of year, and Ryan Rayburn comes through, so does Jerry Sands. And is that the biggest key now down the stretch?
And that, to me, is what makes winning a game like that even more rewarding. We got contributions all over the map. I mean, Lonnie Chisenhall didn't start. He ended up getting a big hit. Gomer got a hit late, ends up hustling the third, forcing them into an error for our add-on run that was huge. Rayburn rifles a ball into right center field. Not only does that, Carlos goes all the way from first, and Rayburn follows him into third. I mean, there's a lot of good things that were happening, a lot of good hustling baseball.
September 1st is today, so that means roster expansion. One player called up from AAA Columbus, pitcher Sean Armstrong, and then activated Gavin Floyd, who has made a tremendous comeback, and Chris Johnson coming off injury. Three very different stories here that you're adding to your team.
Yeah, Chris Johnson, you know, when we got him in the trade, really swung the bat well when he came to us, and he kind of gave us a big lift along with Almonte. And then he, you know, got that finger infection, so we had to put him on the DL. He went and got a couple games of at-bats in AA. He took batting practice the last few days. Not in the lineup tonight, probably will play tomorrow, and is another guy we can play at first, at third, DH, and hopefully get him back hot because he really helped us when he first came over, but he gives us more flexibility. You know, Gavin Floyd's a really good story, and, you know, he's worked so hard to be available in September, which I think is almost miraculous, the work he did. And we'll be really careful with him. I mean, I think we owe it to him and his career to really take care of him in September, but he also, because he works so hard, we want him to be able to pitch. Armstrong, you know, came up a couple weeks ago, and because of roster issues, you know, we knew he probably wasn't going to stay with us all the way through into September, but it was nice to get his feet wet. He pitched twice. He actually threw the ball really well. Now he comes back, and I think he feels a little bit better about his surroundings, and the way he throws the ball, he's going to help us.
And AAA Columbus still playing. Could we see a little bit more down the road here?
Yeah, probably, Rosie. I think when we go to Detroit, we're probably going to add a couple more. I think we want to be respectful to what AAA is doing, all the while realizing that if we need a player here, they'll be here. But Chris and I and Mickey and all the guys with Chris, we've gone over all this, and I think we're pretty comfortable where we are, knowing that if we need a player, we can always go the next day. You know, but we would really like to let AAA play it out and see how they do, because the way we're situated right now, we would probably just have guys more sitting than playing, and we don't want to just take guys away from AAA unless they're going to do something here.
That's Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned, more to come from Toronto after this on the Indians Radio Network. And the Manager's Minute in 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute with Tri Manager Terry Francona. It's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Tito, we're in Toronto, and for years you've come up here with a couple of different teams, and it's been kind of a quiet place to play. Boy, so far in this series, it's anything but that, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, for the players now, they don't remember, you know, back when this place opened in, I think it was 89, they had some really good teams, and they were drawing $3-4 million a year, and the place was jumping, and that's what it was last night. And it just kind of goes to show you, when you get a product and they get hot, these fans have really taken to them, and they're a hard team to play, but it's good for baseball. I mean, when you start getting fans excited again about something, it's really good for baseball. And again, with Mark coming up here, this place has got some bright days ahead of them.
That's the Manager's Minute with Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the Indians Radio Network.